you. It turns out that you're the genius that I thought you were way back in the day. You're so brilliant, I forget. Sorry, sometimes I have to be reminded. Arkansas, on the other hand, not so brilliant, at least not away from Bud Walton Arena. Mike Anderson and the Hogs taking on Alabama on the road on the Buzz tonight. 8 o'clock tip, 7:30 pregame. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is a game on the Deuce.
ESPN still?
Yeah, but you can hear it right here on the Buzz.
The Deuce and the Buzz. Mm-hmm. And then you can stay tuned for the fifth quarter postgame show, which should wrap up around midnight. It's going to be a late night for you, big guy.
Well, as you know, if things don't go well, we get tons of calls.
Well, should be an easy night tonight. Here's Mike Anderson on Alabama.
Excellent. It certainly is a big bowl game, a national televised game against a very good Alabama team that's played awful well at home. And when you start with Alabama, you got to start with Trevor Relaford, someone that we're very familiar with. And we were in Missouri. We got a chance to watch this young man play and see him grow as a player. And still, I think still emergence back on their team, I think is really giving them someone with some more leadership.
That's Mike Anderson. So, yeah, I don't even know if I can belabor this. We've been talking about this game all week because it's a Thursday game and not a Wednesday game, so we spent more time on it probably than we normally would. We talked about the numbers yesterday. This is a team that shoots the three extremely well. They're pretty good at home. Arkansas is terrible on the road. We talked about it. They're one of the worst teams over the last 5 years in the SEC on the road, but road games are tough. Ask the LA Lakers. They've lost 8 in a row. So, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't like their chances tonight. I don't know what the Vegas line is. Maybe you can check iOdds on your app and see. But
I haven't checked that.
I think it'll be a tall order tonight, but it would certainly be a significant feather in the Razorbacks' cap if Hogs, in fact, wear hats, if they can pull off a victory tonight.
A victory at Alabama would be one of those you could put on your resume because of how they beat Kentucky,
even though
they're at home.
Even though they're a CBI team?
Alabama? Yeah, it's just because Alabama is a solid team. I think everyone realizes that.
Will they blood test the basketball team for deer antler spray tonight before tip?
I don't know, but if that guaranteed you a victory, a couple of squirts under the tongue, would you encourage those guys to do it?
I don't know. Brings all new meaning to he had 10 point last night.
Just
deer antlers, 10 point.
10 point, yeah.
Work with me.
I had a 10 point.
Yeah, I had a great game last night, at least on the Boone and Crockett scale. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Work with me. I got an email here, Pat, about torn triceps that I thought you might find interesting.
Okay.
This is from Marla, who says, a torn triceps can take many months to heal. We're talking about Ray Lewis and the insinuation that he used deer antler spray, which apparently assists in the healing process, but it isn't tested for, at least not through urine. Torn triceps can take many months to heal, depending on the health of the patient and the extent of the injury. Ray Lewis is different than a typical person.
Yeah, he's already in high. I mean, he's in incredible shape already.
Not just because, in your estimation, he got away with murder, but for other reasons. Different than a typical person who has a torn triceps because of his fitness level, and he also has the possibility of having a longer recovery time due to the probable cortisone injections that he's had over the years. Cortisone can be detrimental to the healing process. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't. There's no way to know what the recovery time will be for any individual, but it's safe to say when he does play on Sunday, his triceps will not be healed that quickly if he does have a tear. Go Steelers, she says. So, for what that's worth.
She hates Ray Lewis.
I think most people do.
Okay, the Hogs are 6.5-point underdog.
I like the Tide.
Okay, 6.5. Now let me just give my key three real quick.
Oh, yes, let's do key three. I forgot. I'm sorry.
It won't take long because we've talked about this game since Monday, haven't we? All right, number one, it's going to be the tale of two Trevors, my man. The tale of two Trevors. Trevor Relaford and Trevor Lacy.
Not to be confused with Trevor Burbick.
And Trevor... I think that's all.
I don't know very many famous Trevors.
Especially these days. You don't come across the name Trevor a lot, like maybe back in the 70s.
I grew up around a lot of Trevors. You're right. There were a lot of Trevors in my neighborhood, probably five in my neighborhood.
It was just happening all the time. Trevor here, Trevor there, Trevor look.
Yeah, Trevor has become like the Yeti,
yes,
or the unicorn.
To find two on the same team that both lead their team in scoring, it's pretty remarkable. Trevor Relaford is at 16 points game, yes.
Are you sure they're not the same guy?
You know what's funny about that? I was watching the game the other night, and they have a similar build and similar haircut. And one of them put, like,
some stuff,
hair gel in there, and one didn't. And that's the only way I could tell them apart. That's pretty funny you say that. 6'3", one, the other one goes at 6 feet. So Lacy's a little bit taller. But here's the thing. The dribble penetration, we talked about how difficult that is. The Hogs have got to defend and be able to close the middle. They cannot give them driving lanes, these guys, because they'll get in the paint and cause havoc. They'll kick open to wide-open shooters. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Trevor Lacy, in relation to Bo?
Bo would probably want to make that claim.
Or who's the running back?
Oh, Ed.
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah. Alabama guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Spelt wrong, though.
Oh.
Trevor has an E in his name.
Show off.
So it's a dribble penetration. And the Hogs have the guards to keep those guys out of the lane. You know, and that's going to be the key. If you can keep them out of the lane, you're going to solve a lot of the problems in terms of wide open jump shots, getting to the free throw line. So that's number one. Number two, it's about discipline. Going on the road, you've got to be disciplined to not take the first shot, even though you may take that shot at practice and even in a home game. You've got to be disciplined to be patient. Work the ball. Don't bail out an Alabama defense by taking a quick shot. Get in their legs. Move. Work. Help each other out. You've got to be disciplined. Also, defensively, you can't take chances that you might take at home or on the road. You've got to be solid, and you've got to have self-control, okay? I can't speak about self-control enough. And what I mean by that is, if you're a guy who you understand your strengths and weaknesses, and you have an open shot, and you say, well, it's an open shot. No, have self-control to run the offense and get the ball in the hands of the guys that can make those shots.
You know what's funny is, even at the NBA level, I saw Kobe settle for so many jump shots last night, trying to shoot over dudes.
It's amazing. It happens on that level.
You can fall in love with it.
But that's why, this is kind of going on the side, but that's why I appreciate about, we used to get frustrated with Cavaliers offense, things like that, but you watch like the Denver Nuggets, I love watching them and their offense because guys make the extra pass and they get each other, and there's not a bunch of all-stars. Maybe not even any. And the last thing is a road recipe, which we always talk about. And that's your
layups and free throws.
High percentage shots.
I'm learning.
I don't mind if it's an open jump shot. An open three-pointer these days, if it's the right guy, you're talking about and we heard Joe Klein talk about how a 40% three-point shooter is like a 65% two-point shooter. Mm-hmm. So if it's a wide-open shot, sure. Take care of that ball, right? Turnovers. Can't shoot yourself in the foot, and you've got to stay close in the rebounding battle. That's what we call that road recipe. It's three ingredients there.
I don't know. I like all
you
that.
You think they can do it?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not.